Space Trawler from February 6th, 2020. Emily is retrieving a second jetpack from the cabinet that Kreger just pulled the jetpack out of. And Tesfaye says, "What are you doing? Isn't flying on this planet suicide?" And Emily says, "Then give me a different suggestion as to how we're going to find out where they took Aitana's parents." In the second panel, Emily is putting on the jetpack and is grabbing the gun back out of Tesfaye's grip. And Aitana is looking up at her and says, "Don't do it. Getting that information isn't worth losing your life." And Emily replies, "Thank you, Aitana, but I sense that this is bigger than your parent quest and that this is the right thing to do." The next panel, Emily is jetpacking up through the same hole in the ceiling that Kreger went through. And she's saying as she's taking off, "And I find little point in living if I'm not acting on what I believe in." The next panel, Tesfaye turns to Aitana and says, "If she doesn't come back, how do we get to the ship? I'm not sure I can face that mob again." And Aitana says, "Don't worry, we'll think of something." At which point, Stangor, the sort of orange, like, fox squirrel-like alien who has the tracker for Aitana's map. Stangor is looking for Emily. Stangor leaps through the door, both guns out, and says, "Ha, I found you, Emily Taylor." In the next panel, Stangor has paused and says, "Have you seen Emily Taylor around here? She's a good friend of mine." And Aitana points upward and says, "She just jetpacked into the sky. If you are a friend of hers, maybe you should go after her to help her." The last panel, Stangor looks up and says, "Actually, since we're such good friends, I'm sure she wouldn't want me to pointlessly forfeit my life in such a brazen act of stupidity." And Tesfaye replies, "Speaking of brazen acts of stupidity, do you really expect us to believe she's your friend?